Hello. Welcome to our online seminar on the book A Life for a Purpose. Before we look into all the chapters, I want us to take a very critical look on the front cover of the book A Life for a Purpose. If you are holding the book in your hands, I always say that the cover of the book contains four principles that still has the capacity of changing your life and whatever you are purposed to do. At the back of the book is a hand, a soil, and a seed that is germinating from the soil. One thing that you don't see is time. I want us to learn four key things from the back of this book, even before we open it. The first principle you will discover from the back of the book is the seed. God has planted seed in each and every one of us. There is a seed of greatness in each and every one of us. That's the first thing that I want us to understand. Everything in life even is a seed, which is planted and it comes out for a future harvest. The question is, what kind of seed are you planting in your life? That is why when you pick the book, the first thing I want you to understand. What kind of seed are you planting in your life? Your thought is your seed. Your idea is a seed. When I sow a thought, I reap an act. When I sow an act, I reap a habit. When I sow a habit, I reap a character. And when I sow a character, I reap a destiny. So when I wake up in the morning and I think to myself that life is not worth living, that is a seed that I'm talking about here, and which you can find at the back of the book. That alone can destroy your day. That alone can destroy your month. That alone can destroy your destiny. And that alone can destroy the purpose of God for your life. So watch what you sow. The second principle that you find at the back of the book is a soil that you sow into. When I pick a seed, I sow it in a soil. Now the question I want you to think about is, what kind of soil are you sowing your seed in? The soil that you sow into in life is very important. What do I mean by this in our day-to-day life and activities? I meet people daily who walk in fear, who walk in doubt, who walk in stress, who walk in depression, who walk with a defeated mentality. These are all kinds of soil that you sow your seed in it. You may know who you are, but if you are afraid to go forward in life, that soil will cripple you. The Bible says that I have not given you the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of sound mind. These are also a different category of soil that this book is promoting you to rather sow into these soils. You can sow in joy. You can sow with a belief. You can sow in faith. You can sow in the power of the Most High God. Or you can allow yourself to be defeated. It's up to you. That's why you are holding this book. It's a life-changing book that can change your life for the best. The third principle, even in front of the book, is the hand that we sow into. In this life, I have discovered that you can either sow in God's hands or you can either sow in Satan's hands. It's a matter of choice. It's a matter of decision. Whatever idea that comes into your heart, that comes into your mind, you have the power to refuse it, or you have the power to allow it to dominate your life. And these represent the kind of hand that you sow into. I want to encourage you, and as you read in this book, that you make up your mind and you make that willpower decision to sow in the hand of God. You will never make a mistake. The wisdom of man is a hand that you can choose to sow into. The wisdom of God is also a hand that you can choose to sow into. The Bible says that I've opened up my hands wide. Let me be their foundation. If God is your foundation, His word will be your standing. And that is where you are going to build your life on. I encourage you to do the same. The last principle that I will talk about concerning the back of the book alone is the time that we sow. Time is of essential if you are sowing a seed. In between the time that you sow a seed to the time that that seed germinates, reproduces and have a harvest is a gap. And that is why the subtitle of the book is From Gaps to Significance. Most people don't understand. It takes patience to see the purpose of God fulfilled in your life. It takes time to see whatever you have put in the soil to come out. And that is the same way that it applies to our lives. There are things that we need to do in between to make sure that our seed don't die, but our seed will germinate and seek and get the best results. Most people don't want the gap season. People just want to sow a seed and just reap a bountiful harvest the next day. The gap season is very important. You look into Joseph's life. Before he became a prime minister, he was in a gap. You study Steve Jobs' life. Before he set up Apple or even became the CEO of Apple, there was a gap season. If there is no gap season, there is no significant season. And this is what people have to understand. We want to jump into significance, forgetting that there is a gap. Jesus had to fall in a gap for 3 years before he entered into significance. And this is the time that is needed to mature your life, to mature what God has given you, to mature the seed, and to make sure that you receive a bountiful harvest. These are some of the principles just in front of the book. And I always say, if the front cover of the book alone can contain these principles, then you can only imagine what it is inside the book. If you can take your time and read through the length and breadth of this book, I have no doubt that God is going to show you something that will have the capacity of changing your life.